Güzel The Simmons of Harifu applies to Medin Isha Sharoyadama for Tashmish. The real subject of Simmons Kuftai Zayin is a woman that sees Dama for Tashmish. Back then, there were women who Tashmish was like a vet. See, they were doing, you still have some vet. And of course, anytime they would have Tashmish, she would get a period. She would get a period. They didn't know that lady, the Kitzer, was if she would have to touch for 3 times with her husband, she would be dumb, and she'd have to get divorced. She would get married to a second husband, if it happens again, divorced, third time, happens again, divorced, and then she...
Does that go reverse on the man? If a guy keeps on marrying women who this happens to?
This I never heard. Oh, I was wondering where you were.
I texted your brother 3 times for your number.
Hey, what's the number?
I have one in my car.
One second, just when she sees the dam on the leaf bed, or like this, don't go in there.
Oh, I'll check this out later.
What? There's a test.
Okay, so
it's not flat on. It's not dam on the medical club, right? Said like there's a test also, right?
This author, there's a way.
Wait, so what's
the deal? That says, no, a man doesn't. The reason why three men is because you figure.
Three different men, I think it's her. That's the problem.
Right. So why shouldn't the same?
No, really.
I don't think.
If it happens to a man, if it happens to a man, it's just bad luck.
Passage is the problem with women.
But so she has to know this.
Oh, three different.
She has to know this.
She has to know this halakha.
Because
rabbis don't ask when they're being the father to do this for a divorced woman.
I mean, why they got divorced? Mm-hmm. I hear.
How do you know that?
Yeah. I mean, they might ask if she's been divorced twice already. They might say.
The fourth marriage is the only time you get.
Okay, well, in Kufpei Vav, it talks about how you really, the halacha is that if a woman does not have a vest kavua, so the first 3 times she has tashmish. After Dam Basulim is finished with, then she needs bedikas.
We don't do that.
One more time?
The Shulchan Aruch passes like it, the Shach is chayvah, if you don't need them. Okay, we'll hold off on that. Listen, I want to do this. This
is during the game. They put like a pipe or something.
Yes, there is a test you can do. To you take sort of, you take like a hollow rod, and you fill it up with something soft, and you push it. I mean, the reason why you're putting the hollow rod is because you don't know whether the dam is coming from the side or not. Now, it could be the dam from the side, which he's going to discuss. So you put a pipe in there, and then you stick a moich through the pipe all the way up to the end, to the cervix area, and then there's blood that ends up being on this, and then you see that anytime something goes inside of her, it's so if that comes out clean, so then she can go back to living with her husband.
Does that only count if the woman keeps coming from the shofar?
After 3 times?
After 1 time. One of the tests would be the
Does that only count if the woman keeps coming from the shofar? It's an issue of her becoming neither her sitting down. Like, let's say it's a woman who never keeps tarot in the shracha.
No.
She becomes religious. She says, you know, this wackiest thing, I've been married 3 times, and every time, you know. Does it matter? Because she keeps tarot, it's just... It's not an issue of her becoming neither. Because she's always neither.
The problem is she never keeps tarot in the shracha. Why should she get divorced? So let her not get divorced. Doesn't her husband love her so much? Okay, so we won't be with each other.
No, I mean, not a second.
So let him get married to another woman. Without the Puru Ruish.
Let him get married to another
woman. Oh, 2 wives.
Yeah, 2 wives.
Alright.
Come down with the halach is you're not allowed to live with a woman unless you have the ability to have tashmish. And if this lady you can never have tashmish with, because it's also...
Yeah, but can't she get like a head to that she doesn't look, and then she doesn't know, and then you're fine.
She doesn't look?
What? She never looks.
Yeah, but she gets a full-blown period, so then...
Let me know who's around with you.
Okay, anyways, that's not what the subject is about.
So get her period, and then done.
What?
Why don't we just wait? Why does she have to do a bedika? Why don't we just wait? So she gets her period, then we have time to talk about it.
No, but we know she has any little bit of dam afterwards is a problem.
And
you know
she get it once already? That's what
you said? No, even if she got it once, it's a different story. Okay, that's not the main...
Three times in a row? That's to be 3 times in a row?
Yeah. Otherwise, if she has tashmish in the middle, then it's okay.
Okay, the best.
Okay, well, my
three husbands in a row.
Same thing, just like sneezing. It has to be three sneezing in a row.
No, once if once she lives with
why would
once
she
has
why
a tashmish,
why she divorced second
time without blood,
he's a bum.
She goes back to zero.
Oh, so she's married like six times. It's only every other husband.
She's a bum.
She's
a bum. Bum.
Well, you can't do that to every other husband. So
maybe it's the best.
After she has one more husband, she can't marry another one.
I don't know.
After she marries, she has more than a fifth one. We don't let her get married.
No matter what it is, for the movies. Okay, well, the Maita.
For today, you know people.
No, not anyway, today you can play around with the pills and probably you can play around with pills and stuff. And
you
why do you even do it?
So you navigate your period.
So why should we do this?
Do that?
There's pills that navigate your period.
Where did it really ever close nowadays?
That's not worth it. Yeah, that's true. Some people
are I heard that there's a statement of Gupna. And then on Hilchus Nida, then in the Hakdama, I didn't see this. Somebody told me this in the Hakdama. He went to Rav Guzman, who was very down one day, and he told me it was just a sign that he got from an Isha that's Rav Nachmanitash. And Rav Guzman wasn't that long ago.
Wow.
And really?
That's
what you would do. That's what the Svarim say. Because Mana Zev, if this was how to happen, so you control it with pills.
And that would be allowed.
That's why the divorce rate is so high.
Why the divorce rate is so high? Maybe. Ulamaita, in Ira Sharot Khas Shalom Damach Mustashish. If it happens that she sees Damah Mustashish, Tritulat Yah is Miyad, in Mayra Hira Ma'ala Allah, that's what she should do. Right? With Manenu Ainza Moti Kol Kach. It's not so proud. Ach, Lepa'amim Ira Sharot the Pamach Damach Mustashish. This happens, I could tell you, this happens pretty often. And not often, but Lepa'amim I think is even a conservative estimate. That people do see Dam Machmas Tashmish one time, but if in there, Tevara Dover Tekef, Eitzel Marero, exactly what to do. Normally the first thing you would do is, well, depending, if it's after the vet, they already passed. Okay, so that was the luck of the draw, she got a period. Right? But if it's not in a time when she's expecting a period, so obviously the first thing you do is send her to a doctor to see if there's a machmas, or a nurse. Right? Vam Karasha Isha Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish. A lot of times she'll see down from a tashmish, and really it ends up that there was a wound there, and that's where the blood came from. When a woman has a maka, I have your sefer.
Oh, wonderful.
But he's got it, yeah. It's all Mazel. Don't worry, the one time that you use it, two people need that. By the way, the new karma coming tomorrow.
How many, there are that many mistakes
there? No, he had a 25 more pages.
What do you have?
Not the vet.
What? The governor's and the gay are what? Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think we're going to get them through it. We'll see. For Dover then Negea in Be'isha Shemaitis Dam Agavi Eid Vedika. If an Isha sees Dam Agavi Eid Vedika, I had this Shiloh twice this week already. I hope it's the last time where a guy saw Dam on himself at the Tashmish.
What are they doing with him?
It happened. Look. It's a rough.
Two separate people.
Yes.
I don't know. You found a kula the first time.
People. And this guy actually had an interesting kula. He found that with a cut on himself, not on her.
Was he eating pizza?
Yeah, I can't eat anymore. But yeah. Anyway, so that's the main thing you usually look for is you look for a maka. If you can't find
it, you're a maka.
I wasn't maka. I wasn't willing to. The cut didn't sound, so I double phone with maka. There was another guy who also saw him. Whacked himself and he said he saw it down. Or it came out that somebody else was bleeding. What a complicated situation.
I don't understand. I don't like that.
No. Three people were involved. It didn't sound like whatever. I don't know. Yeah, they come very interesting. This week was a wild one. Anyway, Dam Makom. That's what made me decide to do this week because I realized that I don't think we did it, and it's very important. Dam Makom. In Bechol Pamshi, this one right here is very important. In Bechol Pamshi, Badekas Atzma. Every time she does a Bedikah, Huh? Did we?
Yeah.
You sure?
We definitely did this case.
It could be. It comes up later. It comes in Kutzad as well.
We definitely did this.
We probably did in Kutzad as well.
Right, our apostle.
Right. In Bechol Pam she Bedekas Tzadna. Every time she does a Bedika, Ein Emotzes Dam Ela B'Makam Echad B'Tzida. She only finds Dam on one side, on the side of the cloth. Right, now he means in the side of the cloth, in the middle of the cloth. Yeah, the reason why she keeps seeing is because that's where the dam, usually the dam comes from, where the middle of the cloth is going to hit, right, the cervix area, so that's not a tliya, that she's still bleeding in all probability. Right, but if it's on the side, and she keeps on seeing it on the same side, so now l'chayra, that means that there's probably a makkah there. Right, umargisha kesas toiv, and she feels a little bit of pain, kishonegas kesana makamu, when she touches that side, just kesas pain. It's very possible that she has a marker that's mighty dam. But let Allah to share the talk and tell her what to do about it.
You don't need her to feel pain.
Oh, so now this is right. So the,
pain.
From what I remember correct, speaking to Rabbanim, if she keeps on seeing on the side, some Rabbanim will make her even without any pain.
Without the doctor,
even without the doctor.
After pregnancy, whatever it is.
Huh?
Sometimes they get like cut, whatever it is.
Right. This is very, very common by a woman from F. Chubb.
Yeah, she tore out or something.
Huh?
But that wouldn't be rough. That wouldn't be what? Rough enough with Kashmish after Chubb?
No, we're finished with Rosh Hashanah with Kashmish. Now we're just not talking about that matter. Right?
Any matter.
So sometimes if a woman sees on the side and she feels a little bit of pain, the next thing to do is do another bedika to see if it comes out again on that side. Then now you have what to work with, and you could even make it even without a nurse.
Yeah, but aren't you making it worse because then you might see a bigger thing?
Yeah, but at least you're going to prove it, that maybe that there's a marker there. Now, how many times does she have to see?
To do what? In order to accomplish what? What are you trying to...
Meaning, well, not so many, how many times she has to see, but... But what happens if she does a bedika? Let's say it's down there from the uterus, it's on the side. So she does a bedika, and then it comes in on the side of the cloth. So she could do another bedika, and it's on the side again. And then another bedika on the side again. So of course, because there's blood there that's left from the regular uterine blood.
Let her wash herself, so the uterine blood wouldn't be there.
You can't wash yourself during Shiva Nikian.
Why not? Yes, you can before the...
No, but not if it's not in the middle. If it's in the middle, you can't. You can't.
Maybe
it's dumb. Maybe it's dumb.
Oh,
so that's the chari you got to do. You got to wait a substantial amount of time.
Even write someone about it. Like a Vaseline or something so you can put in there to block a maka maybe. Right? Doesn't he talk somewhere that a woman has a maka? We know that she has a maka.
Yes, there's a way to block it. Yeah, but that's something else. Right? So, okay, but it's good to know that such a thing exists. Such a cool. And this is also common. Not common, but it's a good thing to know. She's doing a bedika, and she feels the shas bedika that she cut herself. She finds on the aid a drop of blood. She should ask a shayla.
What's the answer to the
shayla? The answer to the shayla is meiko. He said you could be tail on it. You can't try that at home by yourself. I mean, you could try. You could ask the Shiloh at home. You could try getting cut, but you got to ask. But the Shiloh you have to ask before you decide.
Exactly. Your wife will have long fingernails.
What? Well, you figure she hasn't gone to me for about a month, right? So maybe your nails just took a long. But that's another pula. Yeah, roife. In nivdika yidei roife. Let's say she gets checked from a doctor. Who I'm a sheyesh la ba'isa makam makam matiyadam. He says that there's a makam that's about there being matiyadam. Im hu Yehudi shayma tayro mitzvah. If he's a Yehudi, that's shayma tayro mitzvah sarayu nemon. Ha'isha tayro she. He's believed. Nothing. There's nothing else. No further. You don't have to go any further. Doctor checks the woman. He's from. He says there's a makam that's matiyadam. Not talking about. She's good to go. Right. After Tashmish at any time, even during Shiva Nikiyah, right? However, there's not that many from doctors.
There aren't that many.
There's
for Jews?
What do you mean, gynecologists?
Lawyers?
Gynecologists?
You mean gynecologists? In Baltimore, there are a lot of from gynecologists.
They just said Bolton was a weird one.
My wife factored
this off, bro.
Yeah?
Roman's Bolton.
What the heck is the government going to cost you guys to play the difference between the issue and the knife? What?
What is the heter?
I guess a rifle, you know?
Well, yeah, you can choose what kind of rifle you want to be.
Isn't
Who says there's a heter?
Right, but there should be a heter. Sometimes you have a calling. No, there should be a heter, because you need a
person. Most wives didn't write the bears, she should use a woman doctor anyway.
Some people need to kill
tomorrow.
Some people need to do a
woman
doctor. Most wives didn't say. Because men are men of alum. I say this disaster story is what men doctors have told women. Yeah, I'm in the volume, so. Yeah. Ah.
Is that why it's better to go to a woman gynecologist?
Yeah, that's what this is why you say. If I could have Euclid issues, though. Huh?
I think I took care of my wife's doctor. I don't think this.
Wait, why do they say it's better to go to a woman?
Because the men are in the volume.
First time I met him as a joke.
You never met a man that's a maneuver?
Kill you, man.
Yeah. Do you think because he's a doctor he's not a maneuver?
Poor guy went white.
Interesting. Hmm? Wait, but there should could be a heter from doctor.
So why do they allow it? Why do they allow it?
Because you need some kind of from doctor for these shilas.
Yeah, but that's not his problem.
Everybody knows that from doctors that know that actually
you know,
they know what you're talking about.
You're from doctor.
I spoke to an Italian doctor this week. He said,
"Rabbi,
are you a doctor?"
I don't know if the blood is from the uterus or from the cervix, but the cervix is no problem, right? Couldn't even pronounce the guy's name. So,
right. They know.
The guy's doctor, no. But anyway.
If there's Jewish clientele, they know.
Now, okay, let's see. So what is the deal with a guy's doctor? Ah, in Eino Yehudi, but if he's not Jewish. Ashe'eina Shema Torah Mitzvah, or he's not from even. Al Yesh Bezeh Chilek, then is the difference. If he says that he actually sees the maka that's mati dam, but loy rak mikayach umdina ba'alma, not from an umdina. An umdina's shot is umdina's like it must be that there's a maka. I can't think of anything else that's there. That like, the doctor says that he's not nema. But if he says that he saw a maka there, then he's nema.
Why? Doctor says that.
What? A Jewish doctor would be believed.
An umdina?
An umdina...
No, she can't. Rabbi, an isha has no mother?
An isha? Yeah. Now why? Look at footnote hey.
Isha has a lot of these things, right?
Va'ayin b'shut beish loimah. Shekotov. You see, it's like a, after all of Mar Mekaymah. About halfway down on the footnote. Yeah? Shekotov shemasha pilpulu a mechabrim. Im lusmechala roifim did that they have a whole pilpul. Whether it gives me samechan roifim, haynu kishayimim kain ayide hasharas daitum. That if they say it on their hashara of the daat, meaning their in their
collective.
Estimate, in their they estimate is not the right word. In their
wisdom.
I don't know if it's collective wisdom, but in their
diagnosis.
Yeah. And right, but Masha Aymer Haroy Fishera Aymishmish Biyada Maka Begufa. But if he says that he sees. Or he actually feels the maka there. The kiyai gavna in this case, near the af roifen nochri neman, afilu bisa da raisa. The loy mara umnose. It is a very big cloud. Uman loy mara umnose. A worker will not, just to stiff you or to make you happy, will not ruin his work. Meaning, an uman takes pride in his work. And he's not going to say that he sees a maka there if he doesn't see a maka there. Right? Now, not everybody agrees with this. Others say, no, you still have to be chashish, even not like that. Right? Now, so let's go back up to the top. Kivan says that the reason why you're allowed to believe him, if he says there's a maggid there, because you could get a second opinion and you'll know right off the bat. And the guy knows, he's going to look like a fool if he says that there's a maggid there when there really wasn't. Right? Now, again, that also depends, because if he says it's like a tiny little maka, da da da. So if you and you're not going to get a second meeting for another day, so he's going to destroy it. It healed.
Also, these are very busy practice. You know, these very very busy practices could care less. You know, they misdiagnose all the time. Okay, they lost meditation.
So he's saying that it shouldn't be believed.
Yeah,
I hear.
No, but at the same time, a busy guy doesn't care if he appeases the person. He tells what they want to hear. They're telling the truth.
That's what Uman Loi Marum Nasi is. The Klal of Uman Loi Marum Nasi is the shot that he's going to take pride at what he does, and he's not going to ruin it, even if he doesn't care about losing the patient. Okay? The same thing would be if the Isha herself knows that she has a Maka. And the Rafa says, and this Maka is being Matsidam, Neman a Rafa, the Rafa is Neman.
But we don't even have to go to the doctor because she said that she has Maka.
Yeah, she has a Maka, but how does she know if it's bleeding?
If she sees butter.
Well, she's not going to see. How is she going to see?
Yeah,
but she may not. How do you know that that blood is coming from the bedik or from the maka? So if we do like we said before, where it's on the side and it keeps coming to the same spot, then yeah. But let's say it doesn't, or let's say it's coming in the middle. So you would need a doctor or a nurse to tell you. So that's when the doctor would be believed, a goyish doctor. Ach, am I right? I'm a beumdina ba'alma. Shadam zeh shehiroi himachus humachus maka. Ain't a neman, he's not neman. Right? Because he just said, I think it's a maka.
Did we just
say this? Yeah, he's repeating what he said. Right? Because some Paiskim say that you can't be Samech on Roifim on a specific guf. But you would believe them in Klali, meaning you ask a doctor, like this one also came up the last couple of days. Urinary tract infection. Does a woman sees dam and she has a urinary tract infection? So can we be samech that the dam is coming from the infection? Right. Mm-hmm. So you call a guy. You say
like
doctor. Either shivinikiyim, rosa machmas tashmish, anything. Right. So you call a guy. You say doctor. Is it possible that a urinary tract infection will? Is there such a matzias? And he says, yeah, okay, so we can believe it, because he's saying a matzias.
Does it matter where the blood comes from? Then it can cause bleeding from where?
Well, that's the thing. You would believe in what he says, if he, not on this specific woman.
He has no reason to lie.
Right? That's if he says, like, oh, urinary tract infections don't usually bleed, but on this woman I think it is bleeding. Go fly a kite, what do we care?
That's a good reason why. Something to do with this one.
So then you probably need a second opinion. If it's a chiddush, that's what he's saying. If it's a chiddush, then you would need a second, unless he's from.
But she can't go to the mikvah. This is during Shivan Akim. She still can't go to the mikvah until she gets clean on clean bedika.
Yeah, that's a different story. We're not getting involved with all that.
Now, let's say she wasn't tummy. So then we just tell her, but she's bleeding a lot. We just tell her where it's seven, and we're
she should be wearing tummy anyways if she's tall.
I'm saying, but that's our excuse for not paying attention for the switching the mouth of the
dam. Yeah. Now, chet comes up very often in footnote. The ayinoid b'shut igris moisha. V'im am on a roife, shenase pet aidei mashmusha, hu misham hu hadam. Let's say the guy says, he's in the middle of working on a woman, right? And he says, ooh, I see blood there, I just cut you. Alright? Does he believe or not?
I see blood there, you just cut you, or I cut you and I see blood?
We the one. Yeah. In other words, he's saying there's blood there,
because
but I did it. So Rav Moshe says,
no,
even a guy, a Jewish doctor, for sure. I have a shot. It was Moshe Shkatzah sheyesh lisvarech alav afshehu nachri. In that case, you can be son of Adam even if he's a nachri. Kivan sheyoyse toiv hayavur eloyim shalai garam sheyoyse dam. He could have said, oh, there's bleeding there, but that wasn't me. Right? He's messing himself up by saying that he cut her. That's not a professional. He's not supposed to be cutting women, huh?
That's
what my brother was telling me. No, he's incriminating himself and. He's saying that it's dam maka. So Mamela, there Ramosha says you would believe him there in that case. Okay? So Bekitzer Maisa, the namonis of a Raifa is what happens if the Raifa says he sees dam? This happened this week also. That's always a crazy week this week. The Raifa says he sees dam.
Hey, it's only Monday.
Yeah, right. I meant over the single last year. Some of us could be for the last 2 weeks, not really.
No problem.
I'm gonna miss another week. not worth it.
The doctor says he sees dumb. He just right and he doesn't know. But who's the one that said that they see dumb? The doctor. He's a guy. Do we believe him?
Doesn't
that there was even Dom to begin with?
Yeah, who doesn't believe that there's even Dom in the first place?
Obviously,
yeah,
Dom. Believe him.
Why not? It's a two-way street.
No, it's a two-way street. Right, so for those doctors that hold that there's no pneumonis, if you hold those clergymen that hold that a doctor has no pneumonis, so he said there's blood there.
Even if you don't even have to do a bedika.
When you do a bedika, you're going to find it anyway. Don't do a bedika. Who says we're talking about a woman who needs a bedika? But they, I really have 1 minute. Okay.
Right, you're off the top. You don't really need the bedika, right?
No, but I guess we're...
But you say when you get an exam, you should do a bedika.
No question.